Welcome back to Talking Trots on Track.
It's the new sound of chasing, pacing and racing. It's Talking Trots on Track, and we've just come off the back of an incendiary version of the Wednesday quiz, Bakes.
This is a marathon, not a sprint, mate.
I've gone through it, and I don't think, even though I am close friends with Jess, I don't think that I was at a significant advantage there.
It's fine.
Are you okay?
It's a marathon, not a sprint. We'll see how we're going in 30 weeks' time.
One man who's closely associated with the Lara J Farm Tub Sugar Stable and surely would have been screaming at his radio or his SEN app is Paul Dobson, a man who is the principal at SBG Accountants and is helping a number of participants through this COVID-19 crisis. You would have known the answer for sure, Dobbo.
Afternoon, Jason and Blake. Now, if Blake actually had his phone on him, yes. I was actually texting him the answer to try and give him the heads up, because I reckon he had an unfair advantage there, Jason.
Do you know what? At a time when we're trying to clean up integrity and try and make this sport, get it back on the right passage, for you to be texting Blake Redden during a very important quiz, that's not good enough, Dobbo, by the way. That's not good enough. Talk to us, Dobbo. You were on the front foot, as you always are, trying to help participants with all of their financial matters, but in this particularly, difficult circumstance during this COVID-19 pandemic, you're on the front foot letting participants know, get in touch with me and I'll help out. What are the things that they've had to go through and how have you been able to help them through the JobKeeper and the JobSeeker and all the rest of what's been going on?
Yeah, look, thanks, Jase. It's been, obviously, for everyone in the industry, it's been a pretty tough time. And what I'd like to firstly just say is applaud the industry itself and HRV for implementing a number of things that have allowed the participants to keep operating. Because one real key thing that we were asking our clients and participants in the industry during this time is something happened like happened in Tasmania where you basically got shut down. Did they have funds put away for rainy day? Could they have survived for that period of time without any income? And what were their plans if people just stopped paying their bills and they were generating no revenue? Because revenue is vanity, profit sanity, and cash is reality. And one of the tough things in harness racing is the ability to generate positive cash flows. So we really jumped on the front foot. We wanted to make sure that people were getting the right help, the right advice, and really having some support to get them through a particular tough time. And there's a really key message in here for everyone in the industry, and it's a great saying from Warren Buffett, the world-renowned investor, that when the tide goes out, you really find out who's been swimming in the nude. And basically what that means is, are your systems up to date? Are your systems up to date for your normal accounting, your invoicing, your data collection? Have you got the right business structure and that sort of thing? Because in good economic times, you can get away with bad business habits. But when the tide turns, as it has, all the bad habits get exposed. So for us, the message has been, and trying to get the message out there, that this now is the time to get your house in order. If it wasn't in order, really make sure and focus on getting it in order.
I guess, Paul, it's you know, a well-worn path of people in the industry probably, they're good with horses, really good with horses, but the business side of things is not something they necessarily focus on. But just with the way the world works these days, it's something that you really need to, if not learn yourself, have someone help you to make sure you're hitting all those marks in, you know, with government taxes and everything that comes with employing people and whatnot.
Spot on, Blake. Look, as we know in the industry, the long hours and the physical demands on participants in the industry are huge. And one of the last things they want to do is really sit down and look at books and BAS and tax and all of the things that go along with it. But with some really good advice, some good systems, it's not that cumbersome. And my message really is and has been consistently for a long period of time, if you're one of those that just needs a little bit of help, reach out. Because, yeah, as you said correctly, they're great at what they do with training their horses and all of those sort of things, but often not great at managing their business. So the message we consistently push is, if you're not managing your business well, get some help, get the right advice and get that sorted out. And the environment we're in right now and what we've been in for the last 3 or 4 weeks has really, really highlighted that, because without proper systems, you haven't been able to work out for clients, are they eligible for JobKeeper, should they have got the cash flow boost and some of the other things that are existing at the moment.
Dobbo, tell us, for those people who might have dug themselves a bit deep, they've gone a long period of time without potentially following proper processes because they've said to themselves, look, it's all too hard and they haven't had the advice of somebody like yourself. What is your advice to them now? Because it's all too easy to say, look, I haven't been doing the right thing for a while, or I haven't been able to stay on top of a few things for a long period of time and it's too hard to go back and look after everything that's, I guess, gone wrong or been missed along the way. What's your advice to them?
My advice is really simple. Reach out. Make a call. If you've got a trusted advisor, ring them. Tell them you need some help. If you don't have one that understands harness racing, I'm happy to chat. One of the messages we hear constantly is from various people is that their accountants often don't take harness racing seriously. They don't see it as a business. And as we all know, it is a serious business. There's a serious investment from participants, both financially and time-wise, that goes into their businesses. And they really need to take responsibility and say, rightio, well, if we have got a bit behind or we haven't done things right, who do we go to nail these questions for us and get the right answers? And with a little bit of help and encouragement, it's not too hard to fix.
And I'd imagine, Paul, as well, it's not just, I mean, we are talking in COVID times, but even in a normal time, in a normal world, speaking to someone like yourself, it probably gets, you knowing the business, you can look at it and see maybe even inefficiencies in the way they're, running their business, and you can help them to sort of fix them out. So long term, it can even become a net positive result for their business in terms of money spent, money going in.
Spot on, Blake. We're always trying to add value no matter what people we're talking to in whichever industry it is. But to be able to talk the same language for someone that has raced, owned, bred horses and been in the industry for a long time and talking to participants almost on a daily basis, that's certainly a big plus, because there is some intricacies about the way businesses in harness racing operate. There's also multiple different structures that you can use, and there's multiple different ways that you can set yourselves up. So one of the key things is really getting the right structure. And through the COVID crisis, one of the issues that's come up regularly and the questions that's come up is, am I eligible for JobKeeper? And there's quite a number of tests around the eligibility criteria. And in our industry, we have a lot of hobbyists that are almost on the border of professional or businesses. And in many cases, they've missed out because they haven't been structured or set up correctly, when it's quite possible if they were, they would have been eligible for it. So that sort of applies across a lot of industries, but particularly in harness racing, there are a lot of different variables in the way people operate.
I hope it doesn't sound like we're doing an ad here, Bon, but it does feel really important that, you know, Paul obviously knows what he's talking about. It really does feel important that people are across their accounting.
Oh, 100%. Well, it's with any business, I think, to be honest, because harness racing is such a unique industry and a unique beast. If you can get in touch with Paul, who's got the accounting knowledge, all the accounting knowledge in the world, plus the harness racing knowledge, it's no different. We've been speaking recently about some informational technology people at Harness Racing Victoria. Sometimes having harness racing and something else is such a huge advantage, because you're talking to somebody that's not just listening to you on a level of, I don't really know what you do and it's too difficult for me to understand, but you're talking to somebody that understands the business, how you run, how you operate at home. So it's amazingly important. And I think, as we've already mentioned, out of crisis comes opportunity. So for those people, two things I reckon, Paul. One is, psychologically, it can be really hard, can't it, for people to sometimes address these issues because they think to themselves it's all going to be too hard. But once they realise, come and have a chat with you, it isn't that hard at the end of the day, is it? They've just got to get onto it.
No, it's not. Look, people carry a bit of a weight on their shoulders sometimes with some things, and my answer is, look, just let us sort that out for you. There's nothing we can't handle or do that can fix that. It's just a matter of making that phone call, and sometimes it's the best thing that you can do. The other messages I'd like to sort of just put out there right now is that, just if anyone is struggling with the JobKeeper side of things and they're not really sure whether they were eligible or should have been, there is a bit of a cutoff for eligibility as at the 31st of May for people that want to be eligible from the start. So if they've got some concerns about that, pick the phone up and get in touch with their accountant really quickly. You can potentially still enrol and be eligible post 31 May, but if you want to get the money from the start, you need to do it before 31 May. Post that, you'll get it for a future period. And for those businesses in the industry that are JobKeeper eligible, they may also well be eligible for a state government small business support grant, which is a $10,000 grant on the condition you are JobKeeper eligible, and that ends on the 1st of June. So for anyone out there that hasn't applied for that, that may think they're eligible, really need to get onto that very quickly as well.
It's a call to action. You've got a few days left, so get involved. Don't let it go. Don't let it slip through to the keeper. It's a very easy thing. Make the call. Reach out to Paul Dobson. Reach out to your local financial advisor and find out what you're eligible for, because it's absolutely ridiculous, something that only someone like I would do. It's just just hand over money that is rightfully yours. The government, by the way, has got $60 or $70 billion left in the kick after wildly overestimating how much they thought JobKeeper would cost. So make sure and go and get what you're entitled to. As I say, only somebody as stupid as me wouldn't do it. Dobbo, it's been wonderful getting a little bit of insight into how we can help the participants through this period. And I think it's a great message as well. Again, you've already applauded the industry, but we'll do so again. The fact that a number of people have been able to get through, not the same way they would have, but they've been able to get through without necessarily having to tap into these government services. But the fact that some people still haven't attempted to get involved when they can, it's a great message that it's a call to arms, a call to action. Get involved now. The cutoff date is coming very soon, mate. Really appreciate your time and good luck with all your horses you've got right around Australia as well.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. Appreciate the show and appreciate the chance to have a chat. And, really, really love the industry. And the bottom line here is, again, for people that really love the industry, we're here to help. We want to see people successful. And if we can do anything to help people in the industry be more successful running their business, yeah, we're happy to have a chat.